This podcast is a ministry of Oriel Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.orielchristianassembly.org.
Years ago, my mentor, my spiritual mother, when I got saved, she was a woman of God that always wanted to do for the kingdom of God. And I saw a lot of potential. She had I'm going away from my notes, so just bear with me. I said, Lord, I know you have me study, and I know you have me write notes down, but sometimes God will take you away from the notes, and just say, let me go, Pilar. Just let me go, and I'll lead you. See, when you let go and you let God, He's going to lead and guide you into that direction He wants you to bring out to whoever needs this word today. We all need God's word, whether it's man or woman. But today's Mother's Day, and happy Mother's Day to you, beautiful, beautiful woman of God. And I just thank the Lord for the woman, the spiritual mom that God placed in my life
because
she taught me much. And when I came to this church, I had a woman say to me, are you sure you want to be a pastor's wife? I says, I am a pastor's wife. And then she told me again, somewhere along the line, she says, I dealt with many ladies. And I says, well, I have two. She says, but I'm older than you. I says, but I had good teachers. I had great teachers. You see, and before, I couldn't stand up here. You would see my knees knocking like this because I was so nervous. But see, God's got a plan for each and every one of us. You women today, there's a plan for each and every one of you ladies today. And that plan is to go forth and be strong in the Lord and be strong in the power of His might. When I came to the Lord, I saw this woman of God and I saw strength in her. And I couldn't keep my eyes off her. I saw how she took abuse. I saw how she showed love to the congregation. I saw how when people try to persecute her, there was a time, there was a woman that came in our church, and we used to have this banner on the back here, and it had the Star of David. And the woman was sitting in the back, and she says, she made a comment about the Star of David. How many know that the enemy counterfeits the things of God? And if you know anything about the occult, they counterfeit the Star of David. And they use that in the occult, okay? I'm not going to go into demonic things, but I just want to emphasize how this woman made an impact in my life. That every time I came to church, I didn't miss church, folks. I didn't let nobody lead me to miss church. I stayed focused on my Savior. I didn't let somebody say, Pilar, you got to come to this Bible study. It's on Wednesday night. No. Anybody who told me that, I said, no. I'm supporting my pastor and his wife. I'm supporting the church God had led me to. I am honoring God when I come into the house of God. If you love your pastor and his wife, if you love the people of God, you will be here. I didn't miss. I was single back then before I met my husband, handsome young man. But before I met him, I was single and I was here. Sunday, we had two services on Sunday. I was there for both services. I was there Wednesday. I was there Fridays. We had prayer meeting on Fridays. Any announcements I heard to be at, I was there. I said, Lord, I'm going to be with you all the way because you took me out of the corrupted life I was in. How much more can we thank God that He's taken us and brought us a long way? You know, they use that term in the commercial for the cigarettes. You come a long way. The Virginia Slim cigarettes, I think. You come a long way, baby. I come a long way. And each and every one of us have come a long way. God has taken me out of things that I wouldn't even think, I would even get myself involved in. I was a very quiet person. Okay, I was very gullible, very, I just didn't know any better. Of course, you know, we're young ladies, and you got people there to entice you and manipulate you and try to lure you into things that you may not want to, but because you want to be with the crowd, you go and you follow them. But when God turned my heart around, when God changed my life, as a Catholic young lady, as a woman of God, I'm speaking to the mothers today, woman of God, when God calls you, He calls you for a purpose. His word says, I have a plan for you. I have a purpose for you. I think this is a good time to read this here. This is for the mothers today. You are not by chance. You're here not by chance, but by God's choosing to fulfill His special purpose in your life for this generation. As you celebrate Mother's Day, may you carry a deep sense of God's hand upon you and His special purpose for your life. Our times are in His hands, our early years, our middle years, and our later years. No time is better or greater than another, for all of our years work together in God's marvelous plan for our life. I brought this card so I could read it because I felt that was a good place to read for the mothers on Mother's Day. Now I'm going to check out my notes here. I title this, Blessed Art Thou Among Women. Comes out of Luke chapter 1. If you know, we had a presentation during Christmas and we had the Mary and Elizabeth here. And there was a beautiful song sung by our brother Mike and our sister Anna. I thought that was a beautiful song about Mary. And if you go and you turn to Luke chapter 1 verse 37. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Do you hear what that verse says? According to God's word. Not my word, His word. Blessed art thou among women. Why did they say that to the Virgin Mary? Why did the Lord send the angel to the Virgin Mary to say, Blessed art thou among women? Because God is saying to us, ladies, Blessed art thou among women. That when you go into the highways and the byways, that you could say, Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. In the Amplified verse, it says, Let it be done to me according to what you have said. Who has said? The Lord. So when you're reading the Word of God, He's saying, Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. Not according to man's word, but according to God's word. You know, one of the sisters read today Psalms 103. What hit me in those, two of those verses hit me. She read from 13 to 18 or 19. And two of the verses hit me. And it says, 17 and 18. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear Him. The Lord's love is with those who fear Him. The Lord's love is with those who fear Him. Do we fear God today? And His righteousness with their children's children. When we teach our children righteousness, that's what God requires of us, woman of God. Because we're an example. We can't go around showing our children, oh, it's okay to lie a little. It's okay to manipulate. It's okay to sway a little. No. The Lord says, and His righteousness with their children's children. And verse 18, and with those who keep His covenant and remember to obey His precepts. We need to learn to keep His covenant and to remember to obey His precepts. You know, many times we'll have people sway us. And when you allow that, you're just as bad as they are. You're sinning just as bad as they are because you have allowed that to come into your life. And God wants us to be faithful to Him, just as He says in Revelation, He's faithful and true to us. Let us be faithful and true to Him. Don't let people sway you. I've had, since we've been here, God has showed me many, many, many things. And I love this church, and I love the body of Christ here. My husband and I were sent here for a reason. And I believe part of it was to put order in this church. Now, some of you might not like the way I address myself in the Lord. I was ordained by an apostle as prophetess. I didn't know that was going to happen to me, but God was showing me as I was seeking Him in 2004, and he did mention, He says, I'm going to put some new shoes on you. And I didn't quite understand right at that time, but then it was that same year that I was pointed out of the church, and the apostle ordained me. He says, Sister, you're a prophetess, and I want to ordain you as a prophetess. See, I was walking in the gifts, but I didn't recognize myself in it, you see? And so other people, sometimes God will send other people to do that for you, to help you aware of, you know, things sometimes you would ask the Lord, Lord, show me why you having me do this, and why, you know, why? Well, as woman of God, I looked up in the college dictionary at home, and it says, a mother-in-law, a stepmother, or an adopted mother. It's a woman looked upon as a mother or exercising control or authority like that of a mother. So a mother-in-law, stepmother, or adopted mother. I had a young lady at CLC, Christian Life Center, the church we came from. She came up to Pastor Rich and I. She says, I want to adopt you as my aunt and uncle. I go, oh, okay. So we're adopted aunt and uncles. So actually, she was the young lady that right before we left, maybe about 2 months or so before we left to come here, Pastor Dave had some kind of a thing going on where he had the chair up in front. It was part of his message, and he had this chair seated up in front, and he says, okay, why don't you come and sit on the hot seat? We're going to pray for you. Well, one lady came up, and she has been waiting to sell her house. It's been on the market for I don't know how long. And so then we were praying in the Spirit. People were around her praying in the Spirit. And then God led me to say things to her and to her life. And God was saying to her, Annette, your house is going to be sold in 3 months. Now, I'm not going to say something unless the Lord had me say that. Now, sometimes people will say, well, it didn't happen to me. You know, because people like microwave prayer, okay? When I said that to her, 3 months came, and she called us up and said, my house is sold. And it was 3 months to the day. Did I know that? No. Only God knows that. And when you let Him and allow Him to work through you and speak through you, you'll see how God will have you right on to those things when you pray and you speak God's word into that person's life. Did I know that? No. I just spoke it out. And I says, Lord, you had me say this, so I need you to, you know, intervene for me. So God did do it. And a lot of times when the Lord shows you that He's doing your behalf, it's to let you know you're right on. You're right on with the Lord. And so the characteristics of a mother are they're very protective, they're caring, they're loving, and they're hospitable. I want to give you some examples of my mother-in-law. She's very protective. I heard a story one day. They were sharing, I think my husband shared with me. He used to play hockey as a young man, and they used to go to this park called Dago Park. It was all Italian in that area, I believe, at one time. And she would not let him cross the street by himself. How about it, hon? And so she would always go and take them to the park until finally she just let them go. You know how a bird lets their baby go? Okay, it's time for you to walk by yourself. So she's very protective. She's very caring. She will call our house and, "How are you? Why didn't you call me?" You know, my mother-in-law always wants a call. She wants us to call her. And of course, my husband had to share with her, "We have a busy schedule. We'll call you, but at certain days." So now we try to contact him every Sunday. Every Sunday, we'll try to make an effort to be there with her. Saturday, he goes and makes time with her. But she's a jewel. I have to say, she's a precious jewel. My mother-in-law, I used to rave about her just so much because she's a true mother-in-law. To me, she is, in my eyes. Loving, she's a loving mother. And every mother in here is loving. I mean, who's not going to love their children? Every mother here is a loving mother. Hospitable. One of the things I found out about Italians when I was just dating my husband, he took me to his mom's house for the first time. And, you know, everybody got their own tradition in when they have their meal. Hispanic people, my mom taught me. I put everything in the plate. I had the beans, the rice, and tamales or tacos or whatever. And sometimes the salad was on the side. But we pretty much put everything on the plate. And so Rich had invited me to his mom's house one night, and she brought out the pasta. So here I'm thinking, okay, that's the dish, that's the meal. That was just an appetizer. And I ate all that pasta, and I was full because, you know, that's filling. Well, then she came out with the main dish, and I'm like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? How am I going to eat this? I was full. Well, then I started learning that's the tradition. They bring the pasta, they bring the main dish, they bring the salad, take that away after you eat, then they come with the fruit, okay, and then we have another hour at the table with the fruit, and then she takes that away, and then we have another hour with a coffee and cakes, and she takes that away, and then we have another hour just sitting there, and, you know, I had to get used to that, and she had to get used to me. I cannot sit long. I just can't sit long, so sometimes I'll stand up on my chair, and she'll say, "What's wrong?" And I says, I can't sit long. It just hurts, you know. I think I got enough padding there, but it still hurts, you know. So, but my mother-in-law, she's a gem. I have to say, she is a gem. And I used to just rave about her because she's just a precious woman. And she's walking as a Catholic, but we did buy her an Italian Bible. So, and she does read it. She tells us at times because she'll test us when we go over. She'll test us about the Bible. And so that's a good thing. We know that God's on the move in her life. And we know that, you know, we want our families to come in the kingdom. Yesterday, the day before, my sister calls me up and she says, she's feeling real down. And she says, "Pilar," she says, "it's Mother's Day and, you know, we got to think about Mom. My mother and father are deceased." And she says, she calls me up, she says, "We got to think about Mom." And her voice started cracking. She wanted to cry. And she says, "I want to invite the family over because I just feel we need to get together and remember Mom and you know, all the moms." And then she started talking about, I had a few cousins that had passed on recently, and it was because of their health problems. Sometimes when we neglect our health problems, we get in trouble. If we don't go see the doctor, we neglect that situation, we get in trouble. And so some of my cousins passed away, and so she brought that up, and she wanted to cry, and I stopped her because I said, "You know what? It's a time to celebrate mothers. My mother has gone on, but we still have her memories. You know, woman of God, you're leaving a legacy to your children. A legacy to say, this is the way to do it. This is the way to go." In Proverbs 22:6, it says, "Train up a child in the way they should go. And when he or she is old, he or she will not depart from it. So, you know, when we're training up our children, we're all saved here. And when we train up our children in the ways of God, understand this. God gave my husband and I an opportunity to be parents. We had adopted one of my nieces. My sister that was a year older than me had passed away. She left three girls. Well, I took the youngest one. And then, of course, we got saved and I met my husband in the church. And so, but one of the things I prayed for before God put us together, I said, Lord, I want a God-fearing man. I want a man that's not just going to love me, but my niece also, because there's too many men and women out there that will just love the person and not the child. And so I specifically said in prayer, Lord, I want a man that's going to love me and my children. And I said, Lord, I want a man that's going to take care of me and be responsible. And lo and behold, God had to throw different scriptures at me. God had to put people in my life to open my eyes and say, there was a scripture that was continually, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Pilar, trust in me and lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge me, the Lord, and I will direct your path. That's how God put my husband and I together. With that one scripture in my life, God may have given him different scriptures, but in my life, he gave me that scripture. He kept telling me the trust. Ladies, we need to trust in God. Because sometimes things are coming our way and we'll say, I don't know. But what does God's word say to us? All things are possible if we put our trust in the Lord. All things are possible. Just as God has Enzo over here in her beauty shop witnessing and minister to the women that are there. She prays for them. This is the type of person I am. If I had a business, I'd be praying over their head while I'm washing their hair. I'd be praying over their head while I'm dyeing their hair. I'd be praying for them constantly because the Bible says pray without ceasing. Had a woman come up to me and say one day, how do you pray without ceasing? I says, well, you can pray for your food. You pray when you need something from God. We're prayer warriors. If you're not, you come up here today and ask the Lord to help you be a prayer warrior, because we all need to be a prayer warrior. And you say, how do you be a prayer warrior? Well, the Lord says you have not because you ask not. If you don't ask, you're not going to get it. But if you ask, you're going to receive it because you so desire it. And God's promises says, I will fill the desires of your heart. Amen? Okay, I know I got to make this short. So, another scripture I wanted to bring out was Luke chapter 1, verse 42. And it says, and she spake out with a loud voice and said, blessed, Rosa, art thou. Blessed art thou among women. Angela, blessed art thou among women. Sister Diva, blessed art thou among women. Sister Rose, blessed art thou among women. Why are you blessed? Because the Lord says in Deuteronomy 28, I will bless you when you're coming and you're going. When you're going into the store, he's going to bless you there. When you're leaving the store, he's going to bless you there. When you leave and come in your home, he's going to bless you there. Why? Because those are his promises. That's why the Lord can say, blessed art thou. That's why the Lord sent the angel to Mary and said, blessed art thou among all women. Is that for us today? Yes. Is that blasphemy? No. Because God's word is for us today, folks. If you believe it and receive it in your heart, let your spirit be open to what he has for you, you'll see the miraculous manifest in your life. And you say, well, how do I know? Because I'm living proof. My mentor, her name was Irene Spolocho. She's gone to be with the Lord, but she's taught me much. And I used to always go to her for advice because she was so knowledgeable in the Word. And not just the basic Word, but you know the Word says deep, call it unto deep. God wants us to dig deep into this hidden treasure. This is treasure to me. This is treasure to me. You know, people may say, you don't got all the riches. This is my treasure. Because He is Jehovah Jireh, my provider. I don't need to say I got $1 million in my bank account. I don't need to say that because I got more than enough. He's unlimited. And so I have more than enough. And Sister Irene, we used to call her Sister Irene, she had a lot of ministries in the church. And I know it was to groom the ladies into when we're ready to stretch out and go forward in the work of the Lord. It was to give us an example of how to organize it. And she also helped the ladies to understand about people. You know, you're not going to make everybody happy. And so you have to learn how to be presentable with them, helpful to them, to love them. One of the ministries she had was the love chapter, and it came out of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the love chapter. She let me speak at one of them one day, and that was a blessing. But she had the love chapter. She had more abundant life. That came out of John 10:10. Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. She had other ministries, just the in-gathering. Those were awesome. The in-gatherings. We would celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles every year. There was times she took us out and we went to the hotels and we stayed overnight for the weekend. And she set up everything. It was beautiful. She had the ladies dancing in white dresses, white garments. And it comes out of the book of Leviticus. It's all in here, folks. If we open our spirits, if your spirit is open to the Word of God, dancing is proper in the church. I had a woman tell me, that's flesh when you're dancing. When I see you dancing, you're in the flesh. Well, do you know that when you start in the flesh? When we start singing up here, we start in the flesh. But when I see Sister Anna and Sister Rose playing and singing up here, you know what? I see them going into the spirit realm. Why? Because the Word of God in those songs brings us into a higher level. Praise and worship ushers in the presence of God. And when you're in tune with that praise and worship, you're going to see you're not going to be in the flesh anymore. You're going to be in the Spirit. And, you know, there was a time I was praying in the Spirit and I was driving to my parking lot. To the parking lot to go park to go to work, and I'm praying up a storm. I mean, I said, Lord, you're gonna have to take over this wheel. I mean, I was driving to my parking lot, and all of a sudden I'm just praying and just praying in the Spirit and everything. And then I found myself, because I know I got lost somewhere, I passed my parking lot where I was supposed to go park my car. I was about a mile away from there because I got caught up in the Spirit. God took over that wheel for me because I didn't know I was way out there. But when I came down, I was like, I had to go back to my parking lot to go catch the bus to go to work. Could God do that? Yes, He could. If your spirit is open. See, when you close yourself, you're not going to let God in. When you're open to the Spirit of the Lord, you're going to let Him in. You're going to let Him in. So here it says, Luke chapter 1, verse 42. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Now, men, this is for you too, because you have a womb. And when you pray in the Spirit, you can give birth in the Spirit. Well, how could I do that? Well, when you pray in the Spirit, God is going to give you a revelation. God's going to give you a vision. God is going to deposit something in your spirit. And you're going to hold on to that in your spirit. And He says, boy, I really need to talk to Pastor Rich about this because I really feel God wants me to go and take a church out there somewhere. So you're birthing. You've birthed in the Spirit inside of you. So now you're going to keep praying and keep praying. And wait till God gives birth to that to that vision or that dream, whatever it is. And when you go and you go to the pastor and you say, Pastor, I've been praying and God has been putting this in my spirit and I need your help and what should I do here? And talk to each other. I'm just thinking about the men, because the woman, we know we have a womb because we know our children have come out from us. But the men have a womb too in the spirit. And all you need to do is have that vision or that dream and let it come forth. Brother Frank Baccalali had a vision. I want to give an Italian Bible study. Did it flourish? Yes, it came to pass. He gave birth to that vision. He gave birth to that dream. Why? Because now he's putting it into action. God, he came to Pastor Rich, I really want to start an Italian Bible study. Pastor Rich says, go for it. How long has he had that in the spirit? I don't know. Only he knows. So did he birth that? Yes, he did. Why? Because he had a vision. He had a dream to do that. And he let it come forth by confronting the pastor. Pastor says, do it, brother. We are here to strengthen you, to equip you, to nurture you in the things that maybe somebody maybe washed your brain and said, that is not of God. I'm here to tell you today, things are of God. If you look in the spirit realm and let your spirit be open to the word. When you read it, there was times when I read the word and I read it. I said, Lord, I don't understand this. And I read it again, the whole chapter. Okay, Lord, I got some of it, but I still don't understand all of it. I went to church that evening and the word was spoken right at the pulpit. I didn't even know that pastor was going to bring that word out. But it was spoken here because God knew I wanted to know the meaning of that chapter in that Bible, and he brought it forth from the man of God that was standing up here in my former church that I was in some 20 years ago. But see, if your spirit is open, you know, Brother Giorgio, you know, sometimes I look at people and God will show me some things in the spirit realm. And I see God has a lot of things stored up for you. And all he's waiting for you is to say, God, I let go and I let you come in. And when you let that happen, you're going to see the miraculous take place in your marriage, in your family, in the position you are, whether it's in the job, whatever you do. But know that God is God. He does the impossible. Look what he did to Moses. When she sang that song about he opened the Red Sea. You ever see the Ten Commandments? Anybody? Everybody seen the Ten Commandments? Did you see when Moses says, who is like unto thee? Who is like God? No one. No one is like God. But because of Jesus dying on the cross, he says, in him we live and move and have our being. So could we be like God? Yeah. Why? Because it says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way. Though we fall, we shall not be cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him in his hand. God holds us. Sometimes we'll want to do something, and we'll say, I don't know. And you know what? It may not work. And we may fall and stumble, but he says, I'm right there, Pilar. I'm picking you up. I'm right there to pick you up. Don't look to man. Just look to me, the author and finisher of faith, and you'll see what I could do. Can he do the miraculous? Yes. Can he do the impossible? Yes. Why? Because he says in his word, deep call it unto deep. Mothers, let your spirits be open to what God has for your life and your husbands. I'll tell you one of the things I was taught years ago was that there was a lot of ladies talking about their husbands. My husband, I can't reach him to the Lord. Oh, I can't get him to read his Bible. And my pastor's wife says, you know what you do, sis? When he's at home at work and you're at home doing your cleaning, lay right on that bed, right where he lays. My husband likes to lay on a certain side of the bed. And sometimes I play with him and says, we're going to switch now. He won't let me switch, but I do it anyway just to play around. I do it anyway just to play around. But he lays on that one side of the bed. And she says, go lay on that bed and pray and intercede for that man. Whatever it is you want God to change in him, Lord, I want him to start reading the Bible with me. Lord, I want him to start praying with me. Lord, I want us to have family devotion. What's family devotion? When you have your time alone at home with your family. Family altar. Pastor Rich and I did that when we had our niece. We had family altar. You won't believe what children will tell you. Or I should say you would believe, because I'm sure your children have shared many things with you. But family devotion, it's awesome. It's awesome when you see God doing things in your life, through your life, for your life. So, woman of God, you see your man doing not what you want him to do, lay on that bed and pray for him. Just, you don't have to take a cat nap. Pray and intercede. And say, Lord, help my husband to love you. Help my husband to have a hunger and thirst for you. Help my husband to want to read with me. Let him be the man that you call them to be. The man of God. The head of the home. He's the head and not the tail, the word of God says. And sometimes, years ago, we had ladies and my pastor's wife would say, you go home and you lay on his bed. He ain't going to know. See, you don't want to do things in front of him because that would chase him away. You see? And the same with men, vice versa. You have a wife that's, ain't right. You go lay on that side of the bed when she takes off to work. Pray up a storm and say, God, you know my heart. You know I desire her to seek you more. And you know I really want this from her. Lay on that bed. I had this one sister teach me years ago. And she says, Pilar, you know, my husband used to come home and you know, from work, sometimes you could come stressed. You know, you get stressed from work. And you come, she said he came home, he was upset. And I was at home making dinner for him. This is her story. I was at home making dinner for him. And he comes home all upset. And I said, how you doing, honey? And he's just got all upset with her. And so she says, I started praying. I was in the kitchen and I was praying for him. Lord, change his heart. Lord, I pray for a loving spirit, the fruit of the spirit to go through him. Well, then, lo and behold, went into the bedroom, came back in the kitchen. He was a loving man. Can God do that? Yes. Can God do that for our wives? Yes. So, don't be afraid. We need to all learn to pray. I got to make this short because of time here. So, I want to be able to give everybody ample time with everything. But I had one more thing I wanted to do. By the way, I brought this mug because I wanted to show you. It has the eagle. I used to take pictures in my church. And when I videoed, I used to get on this high ladder. Remember, honey? I used to get on the high ladder and I would video all the presentations they had. And my pastor's wife gave me this. She says, Pilar, every time I saw you on that ladder, this is the scripture I thought of. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40:31. And I was blessed when she told me that. And she gave me this cup. And of course, you know, I've had this for many years because she's gone. And she gave me this one year for Christmas. So that was many moons ago. So every time I take this out, I remember her. And she was a mighty woman of God. And woman, know that God has a plan for each and every one of you. When you say, Lord, fill my cup, let it be filled to overflowing. Why? Because that's what he wants. Overflowing. He wants to overflow you with his spirit if you let him. One more thing I want to bring out before I end here. It's a book. It's called The Power of a Praying Woman. And in this, God was showing me as I was studying, it says, how to find freedom. I'm just going to read a small caption in here. How to find freedom. Deliverance is found by praying for itself. Psalm 72, verse 12. By having someone else who is a strong believer pray with you for it. Psalms 34, 17. By reading the truth of God's word with great understanding and clarity. John chapter 8, verse 32. Or by spending time in the Lord's presence. The most effective and powerful way to spend time in the Lord's presence is in praise and worship. Do you know praise and worship can deliver you? It delivered me. It delivered me from my stinking thinking. That every time I came to church and praise and worship was going on, I made it to church before praise and worship started. Why? Because I didn't want to miss out on that. God delivered me from my stinking thinking. He said, what kind of stinking thinking did you have? Well, whatever the world can teach you. The world will teach you many stuff. A lot of stuff, bad stuff. I wasn't a real bad girl, but, you know, you pick up those habits, the people you're with, you become. If you're hanging around with the wrong people, you're going to become like them. If you're hanging around with the body of Christ, you're going to become like them. So we need strength in each other. Every time you worship God, something happens in the spirit realm. Every time you worship God, something happens in the spirit realm. In the spirit realm. In the spirit realm. Why am I repeating that? Because God is a spirit. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. He's a spirit. Every time you worship God, something happens in the spirit realm to break the power of the evil. That's because he inhabits your praises, and this means you are in his presence. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit is, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. There's a song I really enjoy. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. I wish I had that, but I love that song, and I dance to it, and I sing to it, and the woman that told me that when I dance, it's flesh, you know what? Went in one ear and I came out the other. Why? Because I got delivered through praise and worship. You think I'm going to let somebody stop me from singing and dancing to the Lord? No. You could stand there like this all you want to, but you will not stop me because I know what God did for me in my life. And I know what he could do for you. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. I wish I had the song. But to God be the glory in everything we do. Woman of God, happy Mother's Day. Know that God is in control of your life. Know that God is God. Know that he has a plan and a purpose for each and every one of you. Know that these pews will be filled. So, you ain't here on time. You can sit down in the basement. We'll have a screen down there too. So, to God be the glory in everything we do. Have a blessed Mother's Day. Know that Pastor Rich and I, we love you all. And we just want to serve God with all our hearts, all our soul, and all our mind.